From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Bram Sable-Smith. Education officials in Missouri say they're looking for ways to improve teacher preparation. Members of the state boards that oversee K-12 schools and higher education met Tuesday in Columbia to discuss several issues, including a disparity between the number of black and white teacher candidates and whether the so-called cut score should be lowered for math, science, and high-tech fields where there's a teacher shortage. Former State Senator Charlie Shields co-chaired the meeting.
The next steps that we have to go to is figuring out that assessment process so that, you know, we get the right people that want to go into teacher education. We make sure that the rigor of their training is sufficient. And then they enter the classroom, and then we continue to follow up to make sure they become great teachers.
Shields says any improvements to teacher preparations can most likely be implemented without new legislation. Neither board took any actions during Tuesday's joint meeting. In Kansas City, a group of business associations has started a petition drive to try to force a referendum election aimed at overturning the city's new minimum wage law. The Kansas City Star reports the group has until August 25th to gather about 3,400 signatures to challenge the measure recently approved by the city council. The measure raises Kansas City's minimum wage from $7.65 per hour to $8.50 per hour on August 24th, with annual increases to $13 per hour by 2020. The group includes restaurant, hotel, and other business associations. Spokesman David Jackson says the group wants to slow down the city action to make sure it doesn't hurt the local economy. Minimum wage increase proponents condemned the group's effort and said they'll fight the petition drive. The Department of Agriculture says it has developed a bird flu vaccine that is 100% effective for chickens. For Harvest Public Media, Sarah Bowden reports.
Midwest poultry producers had to kill millions of chickens and turkeys in the wake of an avian flu outbreak this spring. U.S. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack told reporters Tuesday that the vaccine is undergoing further tests.
I'll tell you, we're in a much better space than we were, say, 6 months ago or 6 weeks ago, when all we had was a vaccine that was 60% effective, and that's really not good enough.
An avian flu vaccine could complicate international trade since some countries won't import poultry products from inoculated birds. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Sarah Bowden.
Federal authorities are working with the Christian County Sheriff's Department to determine why some of the department's fully automatic weapons are unaccounted for. The Springfield News Leader reports that Interim Sheriff Dwight McNeil says in a 19-page report that the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives is working with the department to account for the missing weapons. The report says the weapons may have been legitimately transferred to another agency or authorized firearms dealer. It's unclear how many weapons and specifically what types of automatic weapons are involved. The report says the ATF inventoried the Sheriff's Department, leading to the discovery of the missing automatic weapons. I'm Bram Sable-Smith, KBIA News, Columbia.